fruit. And maybe you're thinking, Bryce, why would you try fruit? That's not a lolly. It's a very common thing to eat. Well, Nash, in a former life, you were an excited particle.
That's right, yeah.
What can you tell me about being an excited particle?
Well, being an excited particle is a lot like this. It's about making science fun for everyone. And in all earnesty, is that a word? Honesty? I don't know.
Yeah, man.
In all earnestness, it was the best job I've ever had. I worked at the National Science and Technology Centre, Questacon, in Canberra, and it was part of my job to communicate science to the public. And part of that job was doing a show called, it's called Tasty Science. And one of the feature sort of things of our show is we had these little pills, these little fruit lozenges, we call them. And they're derived from a fruit, a berry, called the miracle fruit. And the miracle fruit is pretty incredible. It does something
sounds a bit bogus.
Quite remarkable.
It sounds like a crappy, bogus superfood, the miracle fruit.
But like, you're right, it totally does. It sounds like this just in, you know, like this thing's going to solve your blood pressure problem and undo all those years of cigarette smoking and eating McDonald's. But yeah. The miracle fruit won't do any of that, but it will give you some demonstrable effects to your taste as well. It's pretty profound.
I've got one in my mouth. What we're doing is we got these pills. Also, just to let you know who else is in the room, not only is Angie, but the return of prodigal son Tash. It's been a
prodigal
while.
Son.
And so Nash, you've given us these little pills too. You said we've got to keep them on our tongues.
That's
and
right.
Just let them dissolve.
That's right. That's right. So. Taste is an interesting thing because taste is one of those things that is highly subjective. You know, we can agree that, you know, the sun is hot or, you know, the sky is blue or, you know, Bieber is bad, but taste will divide us, right? No matter what.
Is that part of your script?
It's part of my spiel.
Sounds like a bit.
Because there's a whole bunch of things that will influence your sense of taste, the way you see it, the way you smell it. But here we're literally focusing in on the taste buds themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, with a chemical intervention with these miracle fruits themselves.
Mm.
So the way they work is the taste buds, the miracle fruit interacts with your taste buds and blocks out all the sourness that you could perceive from fruit.
Wow.
Or any food, really.
Yeah.
So if you have something that is both sweet and sour, you'll only get the sweetness. It's similar to when you brush your teeth in the morning, right? And then you drink some orange juice or something, it tastes horrible.
Yeah.
That's because toothpaste has a chemical called sodium lauryl sulfate, which is a foaming agent, makes it foam up for you.
Oh.
But sodium lauryl sulfate blocks out any sweetness you have, so you're just left with the sour. This is the opposite of toothpaste.
Wow, okay. So this is basically, we've got in the studio at the moment, we have a plate full of mandarins, oranges, lemons, and you're saying, Nash, that when we bite into these, especially the lemons, I'm really scared about, it actually will taste very nice.
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
100%.
Dear mate. So I'm going to lemon, Tash.
I'm going to go lemon.
So we're going to bite into these lemons, and by Nash's theory,
I'm going to go for an orange.
Yep.
Orange.
So by Nash's logic, Angie, what are you thinking? Mandarin. All right.
Very nice.
So according to these pills, we should enjoy the sensation of this lemon. I want this. I don't know. It's going to juice.
So it's
everywhere.
Going to block out all the sourness, and you'll just be left with the the full.
My mouth is salivating.
Yeah. Fructose overload.
No, we're not. Oh,
here we go.
All right, I'm going to run it. Oh, it's still sour.
Is it actually?
No, yeah. It's sweet.
No, it's really? Still, isn't it tingling in your mouth?
Yeah,
no, that mandarin is like way sweeter than usual. Okay, I'm gonna try a lemon too.
No, mine's real good.
It's super sweet.
It tastes better than normal, but that's like still really
it's
bad.
Still really sad. I should say as well.
Now you're gonna tell me.
Now I'm gonna tell you. Taste is very subjective, and
sweet, Bryce.
The
oh
extent
God.
To which these miracle fruit will affect individuals varies from person to person. So some people have no effect at all. It sounds like Bryce is one of those people.
Yuck!
It sounds like and other people it has a profound effect on. So, Tash, are you getting much?
It is so sweet. It's literally like I'm eating sugar, sugar syrup.
So Tash and Bryce are actually eating the same lemon.
Yes.
The exact same lemon. It is so overwhelmingly sweet.
I'm sitting in the middle here. I get like a hint of sour right at the beginning, and then it's just gorgeous like lemon sherbet flavor.
No,
oh,
man.
My God, I can't.
I mean, it does, there is a Swedish taste to it, but I don't know. If this is, I mean, I get a bit of sweet.
Okay,
aftertaste,
wait. Try something else.
Try a mandarin.
Try mandarin.
Try something safer.
Okay.
I'm going to try some mandarin as well.
This isn't as harsh, right?
It's like.
Is this going to be like super, super sweet?
It's like sherbet-y. You know what I mean? That's what I get.
It just tastes like normal fruit.
thought it was just a little bit sweeter than usual, the mandarin.
I feel like, Bryce, you're in the unfortunate minority who just this isn't really affect very well.
What?
I'm so sorry, man.
Has this ever happened to you before?
I used to do this demonstration publicly, and occasionally we'd have a safety. We do have two volunteers at once. Mm. And so usually both people would be like, this is amazing. Mm. But sometimes there'd be someone who would be deeply affected and be like, wow, that's incredible. And the other person would just be like, this is still disgusting.
The mandarin's so quite sweet.
Is it still sour, the lemon?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like,
it's
actually
not,
sour. It's like, there's face, right? There's no sweetness at all.
Oh, there's sweetness. Yeah. But, like, it's still, like, I don't know.
The level of sweetness that I'm having is, like, sickly. Like,
yeah, me
it's,
too.
It's
yeah.
disgustingly s- yeah. sweet.
There's a lot of fructose in lemon.
Like, no, it's so sour.
Have you had a lemon ange?
Yeah, I'm living the dream here. I could chew these lemons 4 days.
What the hell is wrong with
it's
me?
It's like a healthy alternative.
It's funny you mentioned that, Ange, because you shouldn't actually trust your taste buds in this sense, because if you shouldn't, even if it tastes delicious, having all this acid is a bad thing for you. So, you know, it can erode the enamel on your teeth. And then if you have too much acid in your diet, it will give you stomach ulcers as well.
Oh, good.
Our natural defense against it is to have, you know, an adverse reaction to sour taste.
Really?
And it looks like yours is working overtime, Bryce. So you're going to be safe, man. You're going to be safe.
No stomach ulcers for me. Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, there's no rating to give other than I think this is terrible. Like, I mean,
you've been looking forward to this for so long.
I was like, man, this, Nash has been talking about this for months. It's gonna be so cool. You finally went back to Canberra. We're thinking, yeah, great. It'll be such a cool thing. Maybe I need to eat like.
I reckon you'd have another tablet. Yeah. We'll try it again at the end of the show.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna drop another one, and we'll be back. God, this playlist is very chill today. It must just be the public holiday. You know what? It's good to relax because I need to calm down after this.
Springtime comes and the leaves are back on the trees again. The snappers are harder to see, my friends. Weeding at your weekends. Summer comes, gravity undoes you. You're happy because the lovely way the sunshine bends. Hiding in the deep end, weeding out your weekends. Candy left over from Halloween, a unified theory of everything. Love left over from lovers leaving, books they all know they're not worth reading. It's not for the season. When autumn comes, you sit in your chair and you stare at the TV square. Hiding from your close friends, weeding out your weekend. When winter comes, the days all start late. There's motion on the boughs where the dark shapes prowl. Feeling all your feelings, feeling all your feelings. Candy left over from Halloween, a unified theory of everything. Love left over from lovers leaving, books they all know they're not worth reading. They're not worth reading. Thank you.
The spice is not a taste. There's five basic tastes: sweet, sour, salty, bitter, umami, which is the sour, savory flavor. Mm. Spiciness is not a taste. It's pain, right? So it's actual pain. So it may be that the citric acid in the lemon causes pain, and that's the tingling sensation that we associate with it.
All right,
that and that sort of is tricking your mind in that way.
In my throat, it's really sour.
Bryce is going for the lemon again.
Well, it's not coated.
This is going to be...
coated, I should say. Okay, here we go.
A good one.
Okay.
The reaction is nowhere near last
Bryce
one.
Bryce still sitting in his seat.
I was waiting for the glass to go flying.
There was still definitely a sour tang. But I'm not like...
Is it very sweet? No.
I don't know. Maybe it's because there's still salt and vinegar in my mouth. I don't know.
But also, here's the other thing as well. Bryce doesn't eat fruit very often.
No, I don't. So I have a bit of a bias. Like, maybe I could just be, like, freaking out.
Just don't know what to expect.
For no reason. Right.
Mm.
Sound effects. ASMR.
Delicious.
Yeah, far out. That's kind of sweet now. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're pretty cool. So like,
God, I need a double dose.
Yeah. Always good for a dinner party. Yeah. At the end of the dinner party, bring out the miracle fruit tablets and serve up a plate of your leftover citrus.
And completely ruin someone's dessert that they've gone to heaps of effort to.
What happens to sweet food and anything?
Nothing, really.
So
I mean,
it's just the sour sensation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you buy ones that would change other sensations?
Potentially. I mean, the cheapest way to do it is just to get some toothpaste and have some orange juice.
Right.
You know what I mean? That sodium lauryl sulfate in toothpaste, it makes it foam up, blocks out the sweetness, and does the opposite of these miracle berries.
I thought you were going to say, like, the cheapest way is just to put sticky tape over the part in your tongue where the sweet taste buds are.
That's one thing I wanted to touch on. So I'm sure you've all come across the taste bud map, right? That has the sweet area, the salty area. Mm. That's rubbish. That's not a thing. That's not real. So that came from mistranslation of a PhD work from a German physician in the 1900s. So this American guy... this American guy, his name was Dr. Boring, and Dr. Boring mistranslated the work of a German dude and gave us the taste bud map, which is garbage.
And because I remember seeing like things of that in primary school and high school.
Yeah, because think about it. We're just eating these sour things right now. You tasted that throughout your entire mouth, right?
Mm.
Or you tasted the sweetness throughout your entire mouth. Yeah. You have taste buds all over your mouth. None of them are more sensitive than others. There are some regions in your mouth that are more sensitive to certain tastes than others.
Mm.
Like you will experience sourness more at the back of your throat, like we said before.
Mm.
But... you can taste sweet, sour, salty, bitter, umami, fat, spice, whatever, throughout your entire mouth and tongue.
Man.
Yeah, taste bud map is a joke.
I was going to say, it's like when people are really scared to eat a bad food and they'll just touch it with the tip of their tongue and
yeah.
they still
yeah.
recoil. It's like, well, hold on. If it wasn't sweet, then why are you recoiling?
Exactly.
Well, mind blown on so many levels and, man, that's why we bring... that's what 2SCR is. We bring you the stories, ideas and plain old experiments.